Welcome to episode 3 of TR5, Tech Reviews in 5, our second podcast series here from Zachnology, and today we're talking about Bluetooth trackers. Now that might sound kind of strange at first, but just for clarification, we're talking about tracking items, not people or vehicles or whatever. Just letting you know. So you may have heard of this new product called AirTag from Apple. You may have heard of this company called Tile. And both of these are Bluetooth trackers, but course, we're going to ask Zach the fundamental question is, what is a Bluetooth tracking device?
Right. So, you might have heard of Tile. It's been around for many years. Apple just came out with the AirTags, which you might have heard about. So, both of these are used to find your keys or the TV remote, really anything that you might lose. So we're not talking about, you wouldn't try to find your phone with any of these devices. I really want to point that out because you're going to be using your phone to find them, but you might put them on your car keys, your house keys. Like I said, the TV remote, really anything that you might carry around with you, earbuds.
Yeah. So just to clarify, it is like a small device. I know the new Apple AirTag, it's just a small circle dot. I'm sure it's super light. It's nothing crazy. I know it comes in different forms. Some of them have a key ring, so you can put it on your keys. So it is a physical device, but it's pretty small. In a lot of cases, it's easy to attach to something that you might lose.
Yeah. So you're probably wondering how these work. Now, these do not have GPS trackers built in. So if they did have a GPS tracker built in, you would be able to find it no matter where it is instantly. But GPS trackers drain the battery a lot, and they're a lot more expensive. So these rely on Bluetooth. So if you just like lost the TV remote in the couch or something, or you lost something that's going to be near you or near your phone, then you just open up the app on your phone and you tap Find My Keys or Find My Device or whatever. And then if your Tile or your AirTag is within range, it'll start making a sound and you'll be able to find it.
Right. So Zach mentioned that it doesn't use GPS. You might be wondering how it works. So we'll use AirTag or as an example here. So pretty much any iPhone that has location enabled actually acts as part of the AirTag system. So the networks are pretty much, if you lose something, you can mark it as lost. And then the AirTag will send out a signal. And if there's any iPhones nearby, it will anonymously locate it and then send you the position. Now, Tile is a little bit different. That you have to download an app where it does the same thing. Anyone else, you know, in the Tile community, they call it, who has a Tile app, if they're near someone else's lost device, it'll send a signal, because that's a lot more affordable than using GPS.
Right. Now, this does raise privacy concerns, obviously, because your tracker is going to be near someone else's phone. Your phone might be near someone else's tracker. So these companies do use end-to-end encryption. And they do randomize the Bluetooth addresses. Now, it sounds complex, but basically they're just extra security measures to make sure that your identity remains anonymous when you're helping someone else locate their devices. This goes for both Apple and Tile. And so when your device helps, report a missing or find a missing Tile or AirTag, your identity is completely anonymous. The person who owns that Tile won't see who it is. They'll just see that their Tile has been located, and they'll tell them where it was located.
Right. So currently the main two brands for this are Tile and AirTag from Apple, which, by the way, is brand new. So obviously with Apple's new product, that has a huge advantage over Tile, because there's, millions and millions, possibly hundreds of millions of iPhone users across the world and in the United States. And that means, you know, the majority of iPhones will be sending the information compared to exclusively people who have Tile. So, Zach, I know you were you thought this was a little unfair that Apple has this huge competitive advantage.
Yeah. So with the new update, iPhones are automatically enrolled in the Find My Network, which is their name for the community of finding the AirTags. And I will admit, the AirTag does have some pretty cool features. This one I noticed was if there's a Tile or if there's an AirTag nearby your phone that isn't yours, but it's nearby you for a long period of time, then it'll actually alert you. It'll say, this doesn't look like your Tile. Do you want to ring it or do you want to report it found or whatever? So then it'll actually tell you that you have a Tile that's not yours.
You're right. And there's even some other features. Like I know there's some, I know Tile has this where if you, let's say you leave, you know, your Tile shows your location as a restaurant and then your phone location leaves that, it'll actually notify you saying, hey, you know, you left your Tile there.
Right.
So AirTag and Tile pretty much have the same fundamental features, but really quickly, since we're way over 5 minutes, let's talk about pricing. So, you know, Apple always, you could say, is kind of a ripoff with some of their products, but AirTags start at $29 or $99 for a 4-pack. Now, that's somewhat reasonably priced, but Zach, I'm on their website and the wristbands, the link they showed, it was like $300 for the key band, which is ridiculous. If you go deep into their website, well, not deep, but if you look through their website, you can find there's actually $30 options, but it's kind of deceiving that the only one on the page is for $300. Now, Tile, AirTag only has one version, but Tile has a lot of different features. They have the slim version, the pro version. And I see the cheapest one, I think, is about $25, but there's some much more expensive options. So Tile is definitely more versatile in this way. So, Zach, really quickly before we sign off, which of the two main ones would you recommend?
Well, I mean, I am 100% biased in this situation, but it really, first of all, it depends what kind of phone you have. If you have any sort of Android device already, I'm telling you Tile because you can't use an AirTag with an iPhone. But it also depends on personal preference. You know, obviously you'd want to do some research before picking out one because they are very similar, obviously, but they're also very different in terms of the features, how they handle your data, and what privacy, features they have in place. So you'll want to do research. But like I said, if you have an Android phone, automatically it's going to be Tile because, you know, you can't use AirTags with iPhone, or I'm sorry, if you can't use AirTags with Android. But if you do have an iPhone, you do have the option of having a Tile or AirTag. I would probably recommend an AirTag if you do have an iPhone, but Tiles are also a good option too.
Right. Of course, Tiles are a good option even if you have iOS. It's just the main benefit is that there's probably a lot more iOS users and Tile, so you have a higher chance of having your item actually found. So I think that wraps up episode 3 of TR5. Make sure to contact us or visit our website. If you have any ideas for future podcasts, you can visit the very active forum. And of course, make sure to send in voice messages with our new Quick Record app. Thanks for listening.
All contents of this podcast copyright 2021 by Zacharli Enterprises Limited Liability Corporation, all rights reserved. Zacharli Enterprises has received paid compensation from Spotify Technology SA. Zacharli reserves the right to use voice messages in the podcast for paid compensation.